Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Mind Aware, 479.
Have you seen Dana's Top 5 Myths video yet? It's the video where she turns everything you've ever heard about building your own business on its head. If you've ever been told that you should get out of your comfort zone, or get a system, or the fortune is in the follow-up, then you have to hear this free video. To get this video for free, just go to danawild.com/free training or text 44222 with the word myth busting. That's all one word with no spaces. Again, online, that's danawild.com/free training, or from your phone, just text 44222 with the word myth busting, all together with no spaces. And we'll send you this controversial video right away. The best part about this video is that Dana tells you the easy steps you could be using to build your business instead of using these tired old myths. What if everything you've ever been told about building a business is wrong? It is. Go to danawild.com/free training today and find out why.
Hello, 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 Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. Today, we are going to address, I'm going to say this is the number one question we get. I wonder if we have any guesses. You know what it is? How do I grow my business faster? You know, it's funny, isn't it? Even me too, like we all want things to go faster. It's like we want to put like a little fast forward button on our lives to be like, come on, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. So, okay, I'm going to give you some practical advice today on actually how to do this, how to grow your business faster. However, before I do, I want to make just a few plugs for that things are working out exactly fine for you and exactly the correct pace and rate of growth and all of that. And let me give you a personal story or an example. I remember years ago, probably, at least 6, maybe 7, 8 years ago, I was thinking like, it would be so good to get on Oprah. Wouldn't it be like that would be the pinnacle thing to do that, to be on Ellen or any of that. And then I talked to somebody about it, the experience, who had actually been on the show. And what she said was, we blew it because we got on the show at a time when we weren't able to handle all of the influx that came from being on that show. So we basically squandered it. We basically squandered our whole opportunity of being on that show because I didn't have the systems in place to deal with the influx of business to actually A, have good customer service, B, monetize all that traffic that was coming in, and so on and so forth. So it was a lesson learned to me. And I remember at the time thinking, that's right. This is so true. What is the point of thinking like I need to go faster, 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 when really it's about managing the business that comes in and growing at a fun, reasonable pace that feels like it's enjoyable and fun rather than stress. In my mind, from that point forward, I kind of thought like I'm building my business in a fashion to handle an appearance like that, adding the team members as necessary, building the infrastructure of how the leads come into our business, how we monetize them, and so on. So it's been thinking almost like, how do we set up the foundation and infrastructure of a business that can handle the kind of publicity or big events or growth that we know we are already experiencing but are also is on the horizon, we're going to experience. So that said, that doesn't mean I don't want your business to grow faster, nor do I not want my business to grow faster. This is the thing. What do we know about the brain? We know that whatever we think about and whatever we talk about we bring about. Why? Because of that reticular activating system, the part of the brain that is the little matchmaker that lives in your head. It stands at attention all day, every day, listening to what you're talking about, what you're thinking about, and then sifting through the mucky muck, everything that's coming at us every minute of every day, and matching it, looking for the things that match. This is why when you go and you're car shopping or you're thinking about getting a new car, you see that car everywhere. This is why if you've ever just had a baby or been pregnant, you see pregnant women or you see babies everywhere. So that's your reticular activating system working on your behalf. So when you have anxiety or stress about, oh, why am I not growing fast enough? Why am I not growing fast enough? You're feeding the information to your brain that says, okay, I hear you. I'm your best friend, your brain here. Aye, Captain. I'm going to make sure to notice things that are going to help you slow your growth. I'm going to bring distractions into your awareness. I'm going to maybe bring the opportunities that are the best opportunities. And so, yuck, right? We don't want to do that. We want to feed our brains good information. We want to feed our brains positive information. How do you grow your business faster? You grow your business faster by making feeling good, thinking positive, supportive thoughts priority, because when you do that, you train your brain, you get your brain in the optimal environment so that you create a situation where you not only see the opportunities that come on, but you create a positive emotional environment where people want to work with you and they want to hang out. Mindset matters most. Simple as that. Mindset matters most. If you want to grow your business faster, you have to make mindset your very first stop. And guess what? Side benefit, it also helps you grow your business more easily. Hooray! The crowd goes wild. We love that, don't we? But it's true. So this is the fun part. So mindset matters most. If how you feel is first stop, what does that mean? That means instead of being a default thinker, and instead of being a reactive thinker, and instead of letting life happen to you, you get proactive about who you are in the world, how you think, and what kind of thoughts you want to be thinking in your head. So let's say, for example, you want to grow your business faster and easier. The thing to do then is to start thinking thoughts that feel like it's already happening. Start talking about the situation as though things are already going your way. Things are already happening. What kind of thoughts could we think like that? Because you might say, well, Dana, I can't do that because they aren't happening, and so that's what I'm focused on. And I get that. That's why we're calling it training. That's why this is practice, training your brain. How can I think that this is already happening? Okay, let's play. So we start saying things to ourselves like, okay, I like the idea of my business growing faster. I'm open to the idea of my business growing faster. I'm open to the idea of my business being easier. I like the idea of my business being easier. I'm open to finding the words that make my business grow faster. I'm open to thinking the thoughts that help my business grow faster. I love the idea of growing my business faster. I like thinking thoughts in my own head that relate to fast business growth. It's so fun to think about growing my business easily. I love thinking about growing my business easily. It's so fun to move in this direction. It's so fun to think one thought after another that supports this. I love the idea of thinking thoughts that feel good, and that's my method of business growth. I love the idea that when I think thoughts that feel good, I show up in the world in a better way. I love the idea that when I think thoughts that feel good, the creative pathways in my brain open up and I get access to better thoughts. I love the idea that when I think thoughts that feel good, I am a happier person, I make better choices, and I like people better, and they like me better too. And it's easier to move around in the world and function, and I get better results, and I sit down and do something, and it's just like, bam, it's done. And then I realize, like, okay, it's time to take a break because the priority is feeling good and mindset matters most. And then I get a brilliant idea and I execute that. This is why it's so fun to be a brain trainer, and I like practicing this right now. Now, pause. Do you see how when you get on a rant like that, that is affectionately known as a rant, by the way, because they can be positive. I mean, what's a rant after all? Take a small little situation, blow it up into a big situation. So that's a positive rant. And when you get into one, can you see how it's so easy to just get feeling good where you know that anything you touch is going to turn to gold? You're going to sit down, you're going to do something, it's going to be like bam, 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 bam. And it's all going to just turn to gold because you are in the flow, you're in the zone, you're using your best self, you're showing up as your best self, you're your happiest self. It makes it easier and easier and easier to do it. So, short answer, how do you grow your business faster? How do you grow your business more easily? Mindset. If you make feeling good your number one priority, and do what you can. I mean, we all have bad days. Me too, you know? So some days the best I can do is, like, go take a nap. There's no positive rants today. There's just me in a hammock, right? So that's sometimes the best you can do, and that's okay. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Mindset takes practice. Feeling good takes practice, and it takes a decision, and it takes a commitment, and you have to want to. Kind of relates. It's so funny. I remember one time I was at a nursing home kind of facility, and I met this woman who was 103. And so I said, well, you must have a lot of wisdom. You know, how do you, because she was really vibrant and healthy and social and all this stuff. And I said, how do you live to be 103 and are so vibrant and social like you are? And she said, well, you have to want to. And I thought, man, that's kind of the answer for everything in life, isn't it? Like, you have to want to. You have to want to make this a priority, and I know you do, or you wouldn't be here. That's why you're a brain trainer. That's why you're in this sandbox. And so I know, have some fun with this. Everybody, including myself, were like, let's get the remote, and how can I put this business on fast forward? But start talking about it now like it already is on fast forward and that you're growing at exactly the right rate. Because if you think that you're growing at exactly the right rate, exactly the right pace, it's fast and it's steady and you're handling the growth, you're going to be ready when that next big thing hits. And you can start right now and have some fun with this. So let's make a pact. Today's the day where we're going to all say to ourselves, everything is growing at exactly the perfect rate. My business is moving. I'm on the move. I love the idea. Things are working out. I'm having a great day, and we're going to do this today and every day, and we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
I never learned anything while I was talking.
Ready, fire, aim.
Don't force it to happen. Be open to it happening.
Deeply connecting with the value you bring.
I'm a foodie too.
Good judgment comes from experience, and experience comes from bad judgment.
Well, okay, I'll bite. Where is it that you're willing to go?
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.